That gizmo here? What? You think it's here? Okay, as long as it's here. Okay. Sorry for the delay. Sorry, Zevi, a little bit late today. I try to be on time. There's some things beyond my control, they say. So we were discussing the issue of Zmanim, which I think is a very, very important matter. It's a lot more to talk about. And we'll try to be as thorough as we can without being overly burdensome. I wanted to discuss with you the fascinating Chakira. It's a Lumbish Chakira, which has relevance halacha l'maisa. We spoke on Friday about the fact that we have these various times that we utilize to figure out, you know, when is the end of the Ben Hashmashos, when do you see three stars, etc., etc., etc. It's a remarkable shaila. We mentioned, if you recall, last week, based on all the experts, Rav Tkachinsky and Rav Levy, and now all the new charts, I have all these charts in front of me, that the time will change with the seasons. It's shortest in the spring, longest in the summer, but the winter is longer than the spring. Someone brought this here, but Dvar Yom has a whole beautiful explanation of why it's so. I'm not going into the astronomy. I brought the safe, I think it's somewhere downstairs. It explains why it is. What about the fall? So if you ask me, same as the other spring equinox, they have a fall equinox. Right? One is called Nisan, one is called Tishrei. But guess what? Guess what? It gets dark the same exact way as it does in from the darkness perspective. There's no difference whatsoever between the spring equinox and the fall equinox. But for whatever reason, it takes a little bit longer to see the stars. You look in the scientific books, depending on where things are going. There's a beautiful sefer called Zman HaBehalacha, Rabbi Banish. He explains it at some length. And I think the Dvar Yom may refer to it. I don't remember. Did you see it? Not yet. Maybe he talks about it as well. So I thought, this depends on Alumna Shechakira, in the sefer Kovetz Shiurim and Pesachim, Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman, Simon Beis. Is Tesek HaChavim a simon that it's dark? What does that mean? The fact that you see three stars indicates that it got dark enough and the next day begins. Or no? It's not a simon. What do you call it? What's the opposite of a simon? What do they call it? A Siba. The three stars coming out, that's what makes it night. According to the first side, Tishrei is the same as Nisan, because that's how dark it is. According to the second side, no, Tishrei is a little bit later. You see the stars a little bit later. But B'chanim proves that the first side is correct. Baruch Hashem, for us. How do you know? Vayera vayerot yom echad. At that point, there were no stars. So if that's the case, with the lom dechakir of Rabbi Chanan with his beautiful raya, so Tishrei is the same as Nisan. Now we had spoken about something quite remarkable, that there's a big, big fight between the Vilna Gaon, as we understand him, and the Rabbeinu Tam, and they're fighting about a humongous chunk of time. Tremendous. An hour. But as we explained it until now, there were two divergent opinions, and, you know, they have a lot of time between them. Let's review one more time very briefly. They all agree that Ben HaShemash is just 3/4 of a mil, the first. Question, when is it? Is it from 6 to 6:13? Or is it from, just to make it simple, from 5:58 and a half until 7:12. 6:58 and a half until 7:12. Everyone follow what I'm saying? 3/4, let's assume it's 72 minutes, just to make it easy for the moment. Is it the first 13 minutes or is it the last 13 minutes? I told you at the end of the year on Friday, Rav Moshe welcome to knock off both. I said, it's the time of the Satsu. It's not Rav Moshe's true, but there's no Ben HaShemashos at all. Because the first one will say, it's a Svek Sveka. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam is right. And maybe it's really, it's not even according to the Torah.
And the second one you'll say, it all doesn't exist. Why? Maybe the Gemara is right, so it's a great night. And maybe the Beis Moshe is night. You can't do that. That's some of that chon, I think, has a kash and Rav Moshe. But that's fine. But it's a Ravan. The Ravan has a unique opinion. And it's found in the Mordechai Masechta Shabbos. I'm not sure if you have Masechta Shabbos in front of you now. We had it last week, but you can feel free to look it up later on. And it's found in actually two places. Two places in the Mordechai. There's a Mordechai and there's a Hagos Mordechai. Have you ever learned that? Have you learned the Mordechai in the back? First he has from the beginning to the end of the Masechta. And then what they call Hagos. Hagos, which means if we call it a Hagos Mordechai, it's called to be Hagos and Nitzel Mordechai. In the Masechta Shabbos I have in front of me, they have quite a few pages of the Mordechai. It starts, just to show you in this edition, we have 70 Samach tests until Ayin Zayin, that's 16 pages worth of Mordechai. Then it starts what's called Hagos and Nitzel Mordechai. And Hagos and Nitzel Mordechai, in Tof Nun Vov, it's a very, very long, these things are broken up randomly. Sometimes they're two lines, sometimes they're two pages. But he quotes at the beginning, it's Afal Gav the Amram Aroy. The shear is what we call Gimel River Mill, right? That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say when we saw Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos Taf Lamed Dalet? Hichsif Elyon V'Hishvul L'Tachton, right? That's what it is. That's lighter. We pass it like Atesi Lachov Yomamahi. It says in Pesachim, Mishkiya Sachama V'Atesi Lachovim Mahalach Hei Milim. What is he saying over here? You have to take a look and see what it's all about. So again, it starts in Tav Nun Vav. He has a holy post, a whole sugya. If you want to look up later on in this edition, it is on page Ayin Tes. On page Ayin Tes. The new edition is very clear to see it. But it's the end of Perek B'Mam HaLikim. Okay? The end of Perek B'Mam HaLikim. That's where he quotes us before they start the Hagos. Parakira, the third parakira, Shlishi. Right? That's how it begins. By the way, he quotes a Yireyim. I didn't discuss the Yireyim. The Yireyim has an unbelievable sheep. He says the three quarters of a mil is before the sunset. And the four mil is from sunset until the stars come out. So Rabbeinu Tam, plus, he's machmir that it's not night until 72 minutes after. And he's machmir that you can't be mechal Shabbos, it's already considered Suffolk Lila, from three quarters a little before then. That's the source that some say is what they call today lichbench. Lichbench is the time before the sun sets that we have that they're supposed to light candles. And some say it's 18 minutes. And some say that 18 minutes comes from three quarters of the biggest mill, the 24 minute mill, of the, which is the opinion of, as we saw in the Gemara Pesachim. So that's incredible. Incredible Yireyim. Now they don't really pass it that way. Maybe most of us will do malacha in a pinch up until the time the sun sets beneath the horizon. But just letting you know that the I just forgot all about the Yireyim. They just see only it's quoted in the Mordechai. Ra'am is Rabbi Lezer Nimitz. His sheet is found over here. Okay, just the information. You can see at the very end of the Hagos Mordechai in the second Perek of Shabbos. I'll read you again. He says, "Pirush Ra'am, Rabbi Lezer Nimitz, that it's mitchilas l'shkor mishenota ma'at u'makir in ha'olam sherotu likonis ba'ov yorakia and a ma'at kol mishkir sachama." That's already explained as shmoshes. Then you have 4 mil or 5 mil afterwards. It's an amazing shita. That's a shita in principle. Okay, that's how he understands the Gemara. However, the bottom line of the Ravan is something which is quite similar. Because the Ravan doesn't go all the way back. It starts at what we call Shia. But he says, you know, he combines everything. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, this man starts at 6 o'clock, goes for 14 minutes. That's it, 3 quarters of a mil. But we pass, and you have to wait till Tzeis HaGachavim. What is Tzeis HaGachavim? 5 mil. 90 minutes after the sunset. So you're going to end up in a situation, you have a subject of 90 minutes. It's ironic. It could be the Yireyim is also 90 minutes. It's a different night. Well, yeah. Yireyim has, well, not quite 90. Depends how you calculate it. But almost 90, if you take a 72-minute Zman and count back, if you want to be consistent, 13 and a half minutes before the Shkia, that's the Arayim Shita, almost a little less than 90 altogether. We have 18 if we're fair to the 24, whatever. But the Ravad, again, in two places, here in the Hagos Mordechai at the end of the second parak, that's what's called Tuf Nun Vav, but it also continues in the regular Mordechai, Reish Tzadi Gimel. Reish Tzadi Gimel is the Mordechai in, remember, Lincoln proper, and there it actually continues, and he quotes this from the Ravad, and let me read you the words over here. He says, We had the promise for the only 4 million. Leave that for the moment. He's passing like this. He's passing. The bottom line is, it's going to be the Maisa for us. The Chumas of both. The chumras of both. Why? Because you have to have the chumra of Rabbi Yehuda, which goes from 6 to 614, we'll call it that way. But you also have to worry about Tesek HaChavim, which is 730. So you end up, the Ravad is a machmer on all ends. Okay, you keep that in mind. Amazing Ravad. This is not the way the Big Day Yesha says. Big Day Yesha, as you see, Sitkon Chavav, writes as follows. He says, Shia ben Hashmashes is more than 3 chalke mil. I said 3 chalke mil, kontra Yehuda, hichsef ayon, etc. is lila. We don't pass in that way. We're tesef lachav yimama. And that the Shia is hey milin. That's what the Big Day Yesha seems to say. That according to us, ben Hashmashes is more than three quarters of a mil. I do not believe it's really true. I just don't think it's really true. He's working with an assumption that it's more than 3/4 of a mil. No! It's 3/4 of a mil, according to you, that's all it is. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's terrifying. But what's terrifying? At 7:30. So you're stuck. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the subject is between 6 and 6:14. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's no subject. It's exactly at 7:30, terrifying. So the bottom line is, between 6 o'clock and 7:30, we're stuck. Follow me? It's a very important sheet to understand the opinion of the Ravan, which the Maisa is only a little bit more maker than the sheet of the Urayim, which I told you before. These are sheets which are not accepted by Halacha by the Gedolei Poskim, but these are Gedolei Rishonim, the Ravan and the Urayim. It's important to know that these sheets actually exist. Now I want to talk about Shos Zmanios and Shos Shalos. That's another major issue. And Bosse opens to the Rambam in Brachas Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Everyone, please turn Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis to the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. Does anybody have a fancy Perush Mishnayos, like the Kapach edition? You have access to one on your phone. You'll see the major difference between the Kapach edition and the edition we have printed in our Gemaras. I think Kapha is usually more precise. That's what they say. There's even a newer one, but I think the Kapha is considered to be quite good. Let's read it. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, as I guess you see on the Rambam Koma sheet. Kapha and Hamlet somewhere. Pirush Mishnah is on Aleph Mishnah Beis. Here we go. The question becomes, how do you calculate all of these cheshbonos? Veda. Everyone see the word veda? It says, my aim is in Kona Shema B'Shachris, and the Rambam starts with the word veda, about 10 lines in. Ki kol ha-shos ha-niskos b'chol ha-mishnah, hem ha-shos ha-zmanios. Everyone see that? What does a shos ha-zmanios mean? It means not 3 hours flat from sunrise, assume that they're building us from sunrise. It's 1/4 of the day. The day is 12 hours. It's 1/4 of the day. But you know, as many as, hey, my show, sheesh, man, you base shows, beyond, you base shows, belayla, period. Umash, amat, shalos shows, kilo amar, at close, revia hayom. Echashayom, yom, tufas, tamos, like today we're in tamos, yom, tufas, tevis. That's what it means. So it doesn't make a difference. It's always going to be what we call Shos Zmanios. So far, so good? It's how we accept Allah Alamais. Everyone knows that, right? All the charts are based on that. You with me so far? This is in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph, watch this. He talks here about the length of our most Amud HaShachar. When is Amud HaShachar? You know, the first Mishnah says, Hachiyal Amud HaShachar. It's important to know, what is Amud HaShachar? Said the Rambam at the end of the first paragraph in all of the Shas. V'Amud HaShachar hu ha'or ha'notzeit b'pa'as mizrach, the light that shines at the far eastern horizon, kodem alos ha'shemesh, before the sun comes up, 1 hour and a fifth. What's an hour and a fifth, Rabbi Sai? Come on. 72 minutes. What's the next word? Look at on your computer. What's the next word? Oh, we have an Ashos Hasmanias. And DJ has an Ashos Hashavos. What could be a bigger difference than that? The Artex has Manios. And the Kapach test has Shavos. V'tam zeh kirvas shetach ha'or min ha'shemesh min ha'kiturim ha'ovim ha'olim min ha'oretz tamid asher dey ha'losim min ha'oretz echad v'chamishim mil k'mo shizbor v'chokmas ha'livudim. Now what is the word that? What's your gear, sir? But they say, what word does he say? Echad v'chamishim mil, you have those words? That's the same thing. It's a different word. When I asked you to see to the word libudim, someone said, I don't have the word libudim. See, they had a kapach edition, I have my edition. It's all the same thing as it translated, but the big difference is it shows always as manias. Which one is it? According to us, it's neither. It's the angle, right? It's the angle. What's going on over here? Why should it be manias? The Kapach says it's Shavuos. Now we understand, this is a 72. 72, you know that the minhag in the world is 72. We thought that's a fitness. It's wrong, it's against science. Yeah, but you have the Gersa and the Rambam Shavuos, 72 makes so much such great sense. It's always 72. The question, of course, becomes, the light changes. Maybe, doesn't make a difference. It's always 72. We'll see in a minute where I get that from. Take a look at the Tosfos HaRosh. That's the third sheet. Again, the Rambam says that all the shows of Brachos and all this third hour of Osmanios, except the 72, will have the Kapach Gersa, which is Shavuos. We think that it's Shavuos Manios, and the proper way to figure out the Alos and the Tzeis is neither Shavuos Zmanios nor Shavuos Shavuos. The angles. That's what the modern Rabbanim say. 16 beneath the rise if it's 72, or 19.8 if it's 90. But look what the Tosfos of the Rosh says. Gimel Amud Beis. Yes, I want to see the Tosfos of the Rosh Gimel Amud Beis. Look what he says. Incredible. It says as follows. Kemesh Gichatzil Alevul Tzonis Neshavis Bo, etc. Says the Rosh as follows. Mikat Mashma Shal Olam Yeshiv Beis Shavuos B'Yom Yud Beis Shavuos B'Laila Chimashin Shabbos Kuf Chav Tes Shatzam Chan Chal. That says the various mazolos. The Koy Madim B'Zivui. There are some people who will not make Kiddush between 6 and 7 on Friday night. Have you ever meet with your person? It's based upon this. Bazel Madim Bars Red Blood. They'll keep you waiting for an hour. If you miss 6 o'clock, why should it be 6 o'clock? It should all depend on the show's smart. No. When it comes to these things, it's show's shavuos. Okay? Well, the common prayer, Tfilas HaShachar, they come with Tfilas HaShachar, Dalet Shavuos. From Hoya Mishkanos HaShavuos, we say to Rayom, Hurlo Lahaska Shlishia, Reviyayom. Exactly the opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam says that 3 hours means Reviyayom. So 4 hours means Shlishayom. And the Tosfos HaRosh, no, he would have said that. It's all Shavuos, Shavuos. Unbelievable Tosfos HaRosh. Unbelievable Tosfos HaRosh. Amazing. This is the case, Rabbi Osai. In the summertime like now, Any time before, we'll call it, assuming he goes, everything is exactly Shabbos. Let's assume that the average day, it's between 6 and 6. So if you hold, let's say that we hold it the Balei HaTosfos hold, it's a 90 minutes man. Okay? You think that they hold it, it's 4 mil times 22 a day, we spoke about that last week. So it's 4:30. So it's going to be 4:30 all year long. 4:30 is the time that is set. The time that is set, right, Mosa? What's going to happen is, it's going to get light outside. 4:30, daylight savings time, is 5:30. But it gets early, it gets light now here in New York as early as 3:46. As the man I told you, to start Shabbos at the time on Thursday. According to the Tosfos of Rosh, believe it or not, it's going to be Lila from 3:46 until 5:30. Even though it's light outside. I don't know. I think 5:30 is already after, is even after the sunrise in certain few days. I don't know. That's what the Tosfos of Rosh seems to say. At night, what's it then? In the wintertime, the end of the other way around. In the morning, in the wintertime, the end of the night is treated as day. You know, in the wintertime, in the regular Zman, the sun rises at 7:20. Right? So Alo Sashach will be, let's say it'll be close to 6 o'clock, late fives. But from 4:30 on, it's considered to be day, even though it's pitch black. That seems to emerge, again, if you extend the Tosfos of Rosh to its logical conclusion. Yes, DJ?
What about Mishiyaki?
I don't hear you.
What about Mishiyaki?
Mishiyaki, I don't know what that's going to be. That's nothing to do with the official Zman. That probably has to do with reality. It's going to end up a funny thing. Mishiyaki going to be before Alo Sashacha, which sounds counterintuitive, right? Yeah, you're right, it's a good kasha. That's what it is. Do you know what Pasuk is this way? The Nekudas HaKesef. Ashach, I kid you not. In your Odeas and Kuf Pei Dalet, that's talking about Zvestos. They're not going to have Zvestos at Bochum now. You look it up. You want to see it in a neutral source? Look in the Chedusha of the Yavetz of Yaakov Emden. If Yaakov Emden always has his, you know, radical sheetas. In Eirvid Achman Vavim Adav. The Choy have to say it this way. Otherwise, Chatzos will not be in midday, according to this opinion of Shal Shalos. Okay? Well, we think it has to be midday based on you, the Aleph, the Beis, the Beis, the Beis, himself. Okay? Fine? The Truma Sadeshen discusses the following Shiloh. An Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to eat Chametz 2 hours before Chatzos. There's a pilpul in Siddin Kufchav Aleph. When is that? How do you measure this? How do you measure it? Says, well, you know what? The 4th hour, says the Gemara, that's what people eat. So until the end of the 4th hour, they didn't make a gzeira. If that's the case, it's one reason Pesach can be based on the base. Yeah, it's 4 hours from the beginning of the day. Right? 4 hours from the beginning of the day, which is Alo Sashach. However, there's another reason given in the Gemara. A person will make a mistake in 2 hours. And Chas V'Shalom, you come with him to Chatzos, and he says, Daraisa. If that's the case, in Shulman Sedeshin, you count backwards from Chatzos, not forward from Alos HaShachar, but backwards from Chatzos. And when Pesach comes out late, called Mishnas HaYibur, that'll be a later time. You get an impression from the Shulman Sedeshin, he's counting Shavos, but Chatzos is still going to be midday. So how does that work? Things don't seem to be working out. Here's my answer. The Truma Sedeshin is a Chiddush Nifla. Holds that it depends on what kind of time we're talking about. The times that we discuss, some are Chatzos based, and some are beginning and end of the day based. And there's no need for any consistency. Anything which begins at the beginning of the day, right? We know there are only 3 natural times. There's sunrise, sunset, and chatzos. And there are halachic times. When the lachat time depends upon the beginning of the day, sof zman kriyishma, sof zman tefila, sof zman achilas chametz, if you're going with that perspective from the beginning of the day, three or four shows shavas from the beginning of the day. However you call it, count it, either from day or from alos. When it depends upon chatzos hayom, midpoint of the day, like sof zman hanos chametz, which is an hour before chatzos, chashash tos, so it's a shah shava before chatzos. And so it's when achilas chametz, it depends upon the two reasons. If it would be, if it's 4 hours from the beginning of the day, or 2 hours from the midpoint of the day. Wow. After chatzos, gentlemen, there were three halachic times. Mincha gedola, mincha katana, and plaga mincha. That's it. Brachos chavava bebeis. Mincha gedola, clearly depends upon chatzos, obviously. It's a little bit after chatzos, a half an hour after chatzos. Okay. So according to the Trumas HaDeshen, 12:30, oyalom. I should say 12:30, oyalom. A half an hour after chatzos, oyalom, whatever chatzos is. Mincha ketana and plaga mincha are measured backwards from shkia, or from tzeis, as the case may be. What's going to happen? That should be measured back shavos, shavos, from the end of the day. It says in the Gemara Mefurish, we had this kasha last week, against the Oros Chaim, that the 6.5 hours is mincha gedola, and 9.5 hours is mincha ketana. Yeah, that's true. That's true in Yemei Nisan. See, that wouldn't answer the kasha against the Oros Chaim. Yemei Nisan, that's the way it is. But in the times of Kayetz, is more than three shavuos between them, and the Chorav is less than three shavuos between them. That's what's going to emerge. That's what's going to emerge. Amazing. Comes out according to this Yavetz in the winter time when Shkia is early. There's no plaga mincha. It doesn't exist. Think about it for a minute. It doesn't exist. Why? Because its time is an hour and a quarter before the Shkia Sachana, which is in Nisan, right? Which could be after Shkia in the wintertime. This is the Zman HaLachas Kasha against of Yaakov Emden. It could be a Kasha against the Chubas HaDeshen. But we said Chubas HaDeshen, it's not a Kasha. But these are some of the additional intricacies. Now, if we start a little later, just give you a very brief introduction to tomorrow's Shia. Tomorrow's Shia, we base completely on the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Gimel and Tzadi Dal. And what I did not tell you to look at, which you look at now, please look in the Rabbeinu Hanan. I asked you to see the one, remember Tzadi Gimel, I think you better saw me now, with the Rashi, with the one, maybe the one Tosus there. But Rabbeinu Hanan seems to have a different text, and we will have to discuss tomorrow the Pirush of Mishnayos in the Sefer Pesachim, but I asked you to see in two places, in Perek Tes and in Perek Gimel, as well as the Rambam elsewhere, and the Vilna Gaon that we spoke about at the beginning of the Masechta, and that we'll talk about in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow's Shiur. Thank you for joining. Sorry we started a little bit late. Hello. One minute. Just finish the Shiur in a second.